USA Radio News.
Facebook has threatened to remove news from its platform if the U.S. Congress passes a proposal aimed at making it easier for news organizations to negotiate collectively. The News Media Alliance, a trade group representing newspaper publishers, is urging Congress to add the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act to a must-pass annual defense bill. More than two dozen groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union, urged Congress not to approve the local news bill, however, saying the bill does not require funds gained through negotiation or arbitration will even be paid to journalists. The Pentagon has released details of Beijing's growing space arms arsenal in its annual report to Congress on the Chinese military. It warns that China's rapidly building a large force of space weapons, including sophisticated war cyber tools like anti-satellite missiles, lasers, jammers, and orbiting killer robots. The FBI has been working here at home on one state's power grid.
The FBI is being called in to help investigate a massive power outage in central North Carolina. A state of emergency and a mandatory curfew are in place for the whole area. Authorities say about 40,000 people are without power and running water in Moore County, east of Charlotte, after police say electrical equipment was targeted during a shooting Saturday night. Duke Energy says some residents could be without power until Thursday, based on the millions of dollars worth of damages. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And in the Hollywood Hills, many are solemn tonight. Actress Kirstie Alley has died at the age of 71 after a short battle with cancer. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden is set to take a trip to the U.S. border on Tuesday to see if anything can be done about moving manufacturing jobs back here to the U.S. But that's not what all the major tech companies have in mind.
Apple is making plans to move some of its production outside of China. It is looking at assembling its products in India and Vietnam. Apple suppliers have been told to plan more activity for production in other parts of Asia. There have been violent protests at the Foxconn factory in China where iPhones and other Apple products are made. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Runoff elections in the state of Georgia take place on Tuesday to decide not just who will be the state's second senator, but which party will take that final seat in Congress, which right now is split with 50 Democrats and 49 Republicans. Elon Musk's Neuralink, a medical device company, is under federal investigation for potential animal welfare violations. And a scientist named Andrew Huff of EcoHealth Alliance, the U.S. taxpayer-funded nonprofit group that collaborated with the Chinese laboratory on bat virus research, now claims that COVID-19 was man-made and that he saw the potential for the lab leak as early as 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.